just weed my garden? Thanks. I really was going to get to it, I swear. I'm sorry, I know it was an eyesore, and you probably got weeds on your property because of it, and... Thank you. I thought maybe you did it because you were frustrated because of it. True. There's no homeowners association here. And I'm sure that you don't want to fill in for one. You are a really great neighbor. Well, I didn't want to mention that. But yeah, aside from those dead bodies that you buried in your backyard, I have to plug my nose whenever I step outside. But your secret's safe with me. Since you did me a favor and all. In all seriousness, though, I want to do something for you. I'm making sushi tonight. Do you want to come over for dinner? Awesome. I'll see you at 6. Scoop some of the rice and have it cover 2/3 of the nori sheet. Yep, nori is seaweed. Very nice. Now, in the middle of the rice, you want to put in whichever fillings you want. There's the avocado, red bell pepper. Oh, and those portobello mushrooms were sautéed with mirin and tamari. I steamed the asparagus, and that is smoked tofu. Okay, that's good. You don't want it to be too full, because then you're going to have problems sealing it or rolling it up. Now, you want to put your finger in the water, and then you're going to spread your finger along the top edge of the nori. The water on the edge is going to help the nori seal itself after rolling it. You want to be sure that only nori touches that edge, because the seal is going to get messed up if rice or anything else touches it. See how the nori is on top of the sushi mat? Put your fingers under the mat and roll it. You want to make sure not to roll the mat under the nori when you're rolling the sushi. Good. Now squeeze it to help seal it. You're all done. You are a natural. I'll cut it up. You are lucky that you showed up when there was only one more to make. You got to learn how to make it, and I don't have to feel bad about putting you to work. Do you want chopsticks? This was so good. I made too much, though. You can take some home if you want. Tomorrow? I would love to have you over to eat leftovers then, but unfortunately I can't. Nope, that won't work either. Life is a little crazy right now, so I don't have much free time. It would be best if you just took it home. You do not need to pay me back. This was me paying you back for weeding my garden. You owe me nothing. I really appreciate the offer, but I'm not going to be available for dinner anytime soon, most likely. You're going to go? I should have told you. I have dessert. Okay, no problem. I'm really glad that you came over tonight. Good food, good conversation, good company. Bye. I'll see you later. Hey, how are you? Good. Can I ask you a small favor? My mower broke. Can I borrow yours when you're done? That is so sweet. You don't have to do that, though. I can do it. All right, if you insist. Hey, I made some cookies for you as a thank you for mowing my lawn. I know I don't have to always repay you, but I want to. And it gives me an excuse to be social and have fun. Yes, this is fun. I don't need to go out somewhere to have a good time. I just need company. Oh, that's on Netflix now? I have been dying to see it. You remember? Good memory. But no, I can't stay over that long, unfortunately. So I'll need to watch it another time. Okay. Rain check then. When? Frankly, I don't even know when. Oh my gosh, thank you so much for rolling my garbage cans out to the curb. I totally forgot that tomorrow was garbage day. You are a lifesaver. So, to repay you, can you come over for some dessert right now? I have ice cream and... Oh, that's fine. You're busy, that's understandable. It was short notice. How about tomorrow? You have plans with your girlfriend. I didn't know that you were seeing someone. Ah, so just for the past couple months. We really haven't seen each other in a while, have we? Yeah, I know. I was busy and... Double date? No, I'm not seeing anyone, so that's not gonna work. Not that I would want to do that. Well, what I was gonna say is that I don't want to do that because I don't remember, but did I tell you that I'm moving? I don't know where. It feels like the right time to start a new chapter in my life. I guess. Anyway, I need to pack. So I will see you around. Hey! You actually came out of your house at the perfect moment. Are you busy right now? Ooh, excellent. Yep, just about everything is packed. And the movers are about to come. The thing is, I have a piece of furniture that's very special to me. It's a family heirloom. And if I can avoid it, I don't want the movers touching it. I don't want it to get scuffed or anything like that. It's too heavy for me to lift. But it's not that big, so I can maybe get some help from you bringing it out and getting it into my car. Thank you so much. Before we do that, since it's not going to be easy, I want to see if it would be too large to get into the trunk. Maybe I will have to leave it with the movers. I already packed my tape measure, so what I was thinking was... And this might sound silly. You're bigger than I am. So can you please climb into the trunk? Just so we can see if you fit and how much room there is. Thank you. You are such a good sport, and this is a tremendous help. Okay, I can't tell if there's enough room. Well, because of how you're sitting, I wouldn't be able to close the trunk. Are you able to lay down? Perfect! I'm about to open the trunk. When I do, I need you to take my hand and walk with me. Don't run or try to hurt me. Don't talk or scream while we are outside. I have a loaded gun. Do you understand what you need to do? Louder. I need to hear you clearly say yes before I let you out. Take my hand. I'll help you out. All my stuff was actually moved when you were at work a week ago. So I've had time to unpack and do a lot of things to make the house feel like a home. I love the kitchen. Before I came by to get you, I made sushi as a nod to our first date. I don't know if that makes me sound creepy, calling it a date. Maybe you saw it as one too? You can talk now. I just didn't want the neighbors to hear anything strange. Oh, fuck. Sorry. I should have explained that before I told you that you can talk. Of course, that would be your first question. Here, sit down at the table and I'll bring out dinner and we can talk. I think I made too much again. Please don't yell at me. I was about to answer your question. I'm just composing myself. I've never really been someone who speaks what's on my mind and talks about feelings and things like that. That's one reason why I've been going to a therapist. I think I've made a little bit of progress on that front, though. I've developed a crush on you over the past year or so, and it's only grown stronger. You are all that I think about. But you have a girlfriend. I couldn't imagine staying next door and knowing that we wouldn't have our dates or whatever they were anymore. I didn't want to see you with her. So I moved and I brought you here because I'm not a moron. If I had moved here with the intention of bringing you here. Look, when I moved, I didn't think that I would ever even see you again. So no, I didn't move to the middle of nowhere with no neighbors so that I could kidnap you. That's why I have neighbors so close by. I didn't even consider bringing you here until last night. It was a bit impulsive. No, I did not become interested in you once you got a girlfriend. I told you, I've had a crush on you for a year now. Huh? What? I rejected your advances? What do you mean? Oh, I didn't want to bring it up. I wanted something in my life to be fun and upbeat. I didn't want to be a downer either. My best friend had cancer, so I was going to chemo with her and I was helping her out a lot. I was also going to extra therapy sessions to help me deal with it all. Life was crazy. I really did not have much free time at all. But she's in remission now. My new therapist mentioned yesterday that I've been so busy helping other people that I haven't done anything for myself. And I realized how right she was. Bringing you here was me doing something for myself. And yeah, okay, it was a little selfish, but that's part of self-care, I suppose. Fuck. So, had you known what was going on, you wouldn't have even gotten a girlfriend? I really fucked this up. And now you know why I'm in therapy. No, because I suck at communicating. So, since we both had a crush on each other, Does that mean that you can be happy here with me? Ugh, fuck. Do you at least think that you can stop seeing this as kidnapping? No, I get it. It was, I guess. No, I don't guess. It was the textbook definition of kidnapping. I'm sorry. You want to go home? No. Seriously? Does now seem like the right time to even say that? I kidnapped you. I cannot even believe I did that. That's a sacrifice. I could go to jail. Obviously, I really love you. And you can see how bothered I am by the fact that I did that to you. To someone I care about. So can't you see how upsetting it would be to be told that you want to go? I want you to realize what I did for you. What it means. I can't let you leave. I mean, there's jail time, but also, I fucking deserve this. I deserve you. After everything I have done for others, I've never done anything for me. I've never listened to that little voice inside of me that tells me what I need and how I need to be cared for. Not until yesterday. I need you. You are the nicest guy I've ever met, and I love how you take care of me, how we take care of each other. This is the first relationship, or whatever, that I have had that has not been toxic. I need someone good for me, for once. Get back here! You can't leave! The door is locked on the inside with a key. I wasn't gonna leave that in the door. Well, I'm guessing that you're done with dinner then. Come to the bedroom. Stop screaming and banging on the glass! I told you, I have a gun. Get the fuck away from the door and come to the bedroom. Fuck! I don't like talking to you like this. I'm sorry. Just listen so that I don't have to be mean. This is our first night together in our house. I want it to be peaceful and I want us to make happy memories. Get on the bed, please. Okay, I'm gonna take off your clothes. Ooh. For what it's worth, your body looks exactly how I pictured it in my mind. Well, I mean, better than I pictured it. So this really is not how I wanted any of this to happen. I wanted it to be romantic. But I don't know if our first time ever will be at this rate. So there's no reason to wait. I am going to show you how much I love you. You will have no doubt in your mind. When we're finished making love, I think that you'll have finally calmed down and you'll realize that this is where you want to be. But fuck, this is not gonna work if it's rape. Then you'll never love me. And I don't know what I'll have to do with you. Tell me you want this. For real? You're not even hard yet. What if I told you that I don't really have a gun? So there's nothing stopping you from leaving.
I am so happy that you want this too.
Baby. I am gonna show you how much I fucking love you. I cannot fucking wait to feel how much you love me. I know you do. This was just the wrong way to go about things. I know I fucked up, but But you know what? We have our whole lives for me to prove to you how sorry I am and for me to make up for it. And I promise you, I will. I will make it all right. I fucking promise. I promise. I love you. I love you so fucking much. Baby, I'm gonna suck your dick. I want you to feel my love. Feel my love inside of my mouth, inside of my pussy, everywhere. Some little kisses. Ooh, I love your cock head. I need to slow down. Savor it. I need to lick it. I am so glad we're finally doing this. I should have said something sooner, like a year ago. And I could have been doing this then. It's hard to slow down. I want you to feel my love. Feel it in my throat. I am gonna take such good care of you. I know you're gonna take such good care of me. We're so good together. I know that we can bring out the best in each other. We just need to give this a shot. We're gonna both be so glad that we did. I need to ride you. Yes, I do. Shit, let me get this off. Stupid fucking clothes. Okay. Now we get to make love. And then you will know without a doubt how much I fucking love you. I don't usually take the lead like this, but with you, I don't mind so much. I kind of feel like you need a woman to take the lead, even if you don't always want to admit that. I know what's good for you. I know what's good for us. What's good for me is good for us. Oh, baby, I love you. I know I can't say that enough. I love you. I love you. I love you. It's so nice to finally say it. I've been wanting to say it over the past year, and I feel so free. The therapy, it's really working. I feel like I can say what's on my mind. I love you. Do you believe in soulmates? Because I feel like we're soulmates. Oh God, I never really thought much about soulmates before this. Like, I kind of thought there are lots of people who were perfect for each person, or maybe not perfect, but pretty close to perfect. But I didn't really believe in the whole soulmate thing, but you are unlike anyone I've ever met. I just feel myself with you, and you make me do crazy shit. I mean, that's undeniable, but, you know, at least I feel free to do that crazy shit. With anyone else, I'd probably be trying to, you know, cover it all up and try to act as normal as possible, and I just wouldn't be me. But I feel like I can be myself around you, and you have no idea how huge that is. Oh, it feels so good. Mentally and physically. Have I told you lately how much I love you? Oh, sorry, it feels so good to say. I know I keep saying it. I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you. Fuck, I love you. I cannot wait to tell you that every single day for the rest of our lives. I could sing it from the rooftops. I'm gonna remember this day for the rest of my life. When we get married, we'll happily look back on all the wonderful moments in our relationship. We'll think about the first time we made love. It's magical, isn't it? It's unlike anything else. It's like, I feel better than whenever I've been near you. And, you know, when I feel near you, it feels so amazing. I feel like I found my person. But when you're inside of me, when we're making love, it feels so different. It just, there's this connection, you know? Fuck, it's such a strong connection, and I've never felt anything like it. It surpasses feeling butterflies in your tummy. It's just magical. I need you to come inside me. You gotta come in me, baby. I want to feel your orgasm, and I want you to feel mine. I can tell I'm gonna come soon. You need to feel it. You need to feel my love for you. Oh, come on, baby, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Come for me. Don't be shy. It's good. You're safe here. All is well. We love each other. You can come in me. Come in me. Come in me, baby. Come in me. Come in me. Come in me. Come. Come in me. Come. 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 Yes. Fuck. Yes. 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 Oh, I love you. I fucking love you. Yes. Yes. Yeah. Ooh, that was better than I even imagined. Cuddle with me, baby. One reason why I really wanted us to make love today is that I am really fertile. But it would have been nicer if one of my most fertile days was when you were more settled in. But I think this was good. You did consent. I didn't want to wait on the whole baby thing. I've always wanted to be a mom. And fuck, you would be the best dad. I'm already thinking about all the baby proofing that we need to do. Shit, we are definitely going to need a gun safe. Yeah, I lied about that. But I needed to. I needed to know that you consented. From now on, I don't want there to be any more lies, ever. I want clear communication. And I am going to keep working on that with my therapist. Mwah.